Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, getting set for the wrap-up game of this six-game set between the Daytona Tortugas and your Dunedin Blue Jays. These teams split another doubleheader here last night, but your Blue Jays made a little bit of history in Game 1. Kendry Rojas and Grayson Thurman combined for the team's fourth no-hitter in the last three seasons. Kendry was electric through the first six, and Thurman shut him down in the seventh, striking out two and making a great play covering the first base bag on a ground ball to the right side of the infield to clinch it. It was Dunedin's first no-hitter since August 14th of 2022 back at home at TD Ballpark against the Tampa Tarpons, and coincidentally, Kendry Rojas started that game for the Blue Jays as well. Game 2 didn't go as well for Dunedin. Your Blue Jays held the lead through the top of the sixth, but a clutch bases-loaded triple by Yerlin Confidon gave Daytona their first lead, and through a shaky seventh, Joseph Menifee was able to get the final three outs to get the game two win. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, everybody else just played one game. We'll start with Jupiter and Lakeland, the Hammerheads, taking that game against the Flying Tigers, 8-6. In Clearwater, at BayCare Ballpark, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles defeated the Clearwater Threshers, 6-1. Tampa, they beat St. Lucie, walking it off in the 10th inning. No runs were scored through 9, and finally it ended 2-1. And then in Bradenton, the Marauders stopped their little bit of a skid against Palm Beach, taking that game 9-3, keeping themselves alive for a playoff spot. How that all affects the standings, we'll start in the East. As always, the Jupiter Hammerheads still lead the East Division. Now, 2.5 games up of Palm Beach, who's already clinched a playoff spot, but 3 games up on these Daytona Tortugas, the last team in this division that can make the playoffs. Jupiter's 29-30, still a game under 500. Palm Beach at 25-31, and Daytona at 25-32. And then finally in that division, the St. Lucie Mets, who have been long eliminated from playoff contention. They're 16-41, on track for their worst season in St. Lucie history. And in the West Division, the Lakeland Flying Tigers hold a 2.5 game lead over the Bradenton Marauders for that final playoff spot. Lakeland at 39-20, Bradenton at 36-22. They're really the only two teams that can make it. I mean, Fort Myers is still technically, mathematically alive, but they are just a single game away from elimination. They are tied with the Clearwater Threshers for third place, both teams sitting at 31-27. The Tampa Tarpons now back a game over 500 at 29-28. They've been eliminated. They're 9 games out. And your Blue Jays are 28-31. 11 games back. We've been eliminated since the beginning of this week, but there's some hope, some light at the end of the tunnel. If the Blue Jays can win out, they'll finish with an above 500 record over the entire season. And if we go 6-1 over the next 7 games, the last 7 games, we can finish at least above 500 in the second half of this Florida State League season. So there's still stuff to play for this team, even though we're not going to be making the playoffs and our season will end on September 10th. No roster moves to make note of. So let's look at today's starters. Jonathan Harmon will make his 15th start and 22nd appearance of the season for the Daytona Tortugas. The 22-year-old former 13th round pick by the Reds in 2022 out of Northwestern State. He's 3-5 on the year with a 4.06 ERA through 84 and a third innings of work. But he has been on a tear as of late. Over his last 3 starts, Harmon's allowed just 1 run over 12 innings, finishing August with an ERA of 0.75. And for your Blue Jays, Rafael Ohashi makes his 17th start and 21st appearance of the year for Dunedin. A 3-5 record with a 5.85 ERA over 87 and 2/3 this season. Ohashi has struggled, though, as of late. ERA is north of 8 in both July and August. The 20-year-old Brazilian is looking to end his season on a better note, starting with tonight. And now for the lineups. First for the Tortugas, managed by Julio Murillo. Batting first, the third baseman, Cam Collier. Batting second at second, Johnny Ascanio. Batting third in center field, Ethan O'Donnell. Batting fourth, the DH, Jack Moss. Batting fifth, first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Batting sixth at shortstop, Dominic Patelli. Batting seventh in right field, Ariel Almonte. Batting eighth in left field, Yerlin Confidon. And rounding out the order for the Tortugas, batting ninth, the catcher, Connor Burns. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this in the final road game of the 2023 season. Batting first, second baseman, Bryce Arnold. Batting second, the DH, Tucker Tillman. Batting third in right field, Jace Borifin. Batting fourth in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth, third baseman, Nick Goodwin. Batting sixth at first base, Brennan Orff. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting eighth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth in center field, Jaden Rudd. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right before first pitch, which should be in about 6 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, getting set for the wrap-up game of this six-game set between the Daytona Tortugas and your Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the final road game of the year for Dunedin. We spend the next week at home, the final week at home. Can't wait to get back, but we've got a little bit more business to take care of here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. On the bump for the Tortugas this evening is the right-hander number 37, Jonathan Harmon. Making his 15th start, the righty kicks fires. First pitch, that one's taken a little bit low. 1-0 to start off Bryce Arnold. These teams split a doubleheader last night with the Blue Jays making some history in Game 1. The fourth no-hitter the Jays have thrown in the past three seasons, and the first since August 14th of 2022, back at home at TD Ballpark. And again, we said in the pregame show, coincidentally, Kendry was part of both of those, starting both games. That one misses with a fastball, now 2-1 the count to Bryce Arnold. Arnold, today's second baseman, leading things off here in the final game of this set. That one tapped foul right there at the plate. And the count moves to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Arnold. Native of Hamilton, Ontario. Non-drafted free agent out of Campbell University. Arnold, Toman, and Borf in the top three in your order. All due up here to face off against Harmon in the first frame. That one misses a little bit low. And the count moves to 3-2. I will have to say, I will kind of miss being here in Daytona. This has been a really cool atmosphere each and every night, apart from the first two nights where it was raining the entire time when we got delayed, as Arnold watches that one go by for strike three. That's one up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for the Tortugas in the outfield left to right. Your lean confidant, Ethan O'Donnell and Ariel Almonte. Along that infield, third to first, Cam Collier at third, Dominic Battelli at short, Johnny Ascanio at second base, and Yasiel Pino at first with Connor Burns behind the dish. Out of the windup, the righty kicks fires. First pitch to switch hitter Tucker Toman. He takes four ball, a little bit low, 1-0. Three righties, five lefties, and a switch hitter in this lineup. Toman obviously being that switch hitter. That one in there, top of the zone, now 1-1. Isabella Robb, the home plate umpire, this evening for the final game of this series. And Tyler Green over on the bases. Out of the windup now, Harmon kicks deals. That one taken way up high, 2-1. Harmon on the year, 4.06 ERA. That being through 84 and a third innings of work. But he's been really, really good in the last three starts. That one in there for a strike, now 2-2. Over his last three starts, 12 total innings of work, just 7 hits allowed, 1 run, and 13 Ks. That one in the dirt in front of the plate, and the count moves full. Back-to-back full counts for Jonathan Harmon. Was able to get Bryce Arnold looking for out number one. Now Toman with full count himself. Out of the windup, Harmon kicks deals. That one inside, ball four. Toman draws the full count walk. That puts a runner on and one away for Jace Borofin. First base runner of the ball game belongs to Dunedin with Tucker Toman over there at first base. First pitch to Borofin. That one's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off the left-handed hitting right fielder. 21 years old out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Sixth round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of the University of Arkansas. Cut and a miss. Now down 0-2. On the season, Borofin batting 310 for Dunedin. Six homers, 15 RBIs, tied for the active team lead in homers with Manuel Beltre, who hit his sixth in game two last night. Now the righty kicks deals, cut and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Borofin, second strikeout for Harmon, and that's going to bring up Roque Salinas. Runner on first and two gone. Roque digging in for the first time. Roque playing in his 100th game of the year. Third on the team in games played, only behind Toman and Jaden Rudd, who's batting ninth tonight. That pitch was taken in the dirt right behind the plate, 1-0 to start off Roque. 260 average on the year, a home run, 49 RBIs. Cut and a miss, inside fastball, now 1-1. He is the team leader in that RBI category. That one tapped foul. One and two the count. Harmon already 2 Ks in this inning. Looking for a third. Send the Blue Jays out on the field defensively. Now on a chopper, left side, picked up at short by Patelli. Throw across in time. Stretching out of the first base bag was Pino. And that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at the Jack for the final time this year. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Daytona.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road.
We're back here in the bottom half of the first. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Rafael Ohashi on the bump for your Blue Jays here tonight. 17th start, 21st overall appearance on the year for Ohashi. The righty kicks fires. First pitch to the third baseman, Cam Collier. Misses down low for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Ohashi, 20 years old, out of Brazil here in his second season with the Blue Jays. Second full season with Dunedin. That one in there for a strike. Evens it up 1-1. He's been struggling as of late. The past 2 months, ERAs both north of 8. Trying to finish off his 2023 on a higher note as he looks towards 2024. Looking to move up in the organization. That one was in the dirt. 2-1 the count to Collier. Righty kicks deals. That one fouled off left side, and the count evens right back up, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ohashi's biggest issue this year has been the long ball. 15 homers given up so far this season in just 87 and two-thirds. That's almost triple what he gave up all of last year. Cut and a miss at that one. Down swinging goes Collier. One batter, one K for Roque, for rather Rafael. And let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Roque, Salinas, Jaden Rudd, and Jace Borfin. Along that infield, third to first, Nick Goodwin at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Bryce Arnold at second base, and Brennan Orff mans first with Nick Deschamps behind the dish. One batter, one K for Ohashi. That's going to bring up Johnny Ascanio, the switch-hitting second baseman, waving at that one. High 91-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 the count to start him off. That one taken off the plate to even things up, 1-1 the count. Your Blue Jays still have a chance to finish off the overall season above 500. They still have a chance to finish the second half above 500. That one in the air in the infield left side, actually towards shallow left center, being called off. And now Manuel Beltre is going to call for it. He makes the grab. He was being called off by Roque and said, "It's all right, bud, I got it." Two up, two down. That brings up Ethan O'Donnell. If your Blue Jays can win out 7-0 over the next seven, they would finish the Florida State League schedule at 67-65 overall. And if the Blue Jays can go 6-1, they'd finish 500. And still with an above 500 record in the second half. That would put us at 34-32. Now the righty kicks deals, the 1-0. That one in there for a strike. Wind blowing right to left here in Daytona. That one up in the air towards center. Deep towards center. Back to the wall goes Rudd at the track. He leaps up and it's gone. Well, we were talking about the long ball. And Daytona gets one here early. A 1-0 lead. Ethan O'Donnell starts off the scoring. Long fly ball to center field that just clears the fence, just clears the glove of Jaden Rudd. And the Tortugas have a 1-0 lead. O'Donnell with his first professional homer comes here in the first inning of this final game this season at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. That one misses upstairs for a ball. No, caught top of the zone. 0-1 to start off Jack Moss. Daytona is on the road in St. Lucie next week. Still with a chance of the playoffs, so the only way they'd get another game here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark is if the Tortugas clinch. And funny enough, we are the team that controls their destiny other than them. We face off against the team that's above them in the standings next week at TD Ballpark, the Jupiter Hammerheads. So at the moment, all Daytona fans hate the Dunedin Blue Jays, but come the final out of this ballgame, Tortuga fans will be the second best Blue Jays fans in the Florida State League. 1-2 the count to Moss. The righty kicks, fires. That one inside. 2-2 now the count. Ohashi comes set. Kicks, deals, 2-2 pitch. That one skips on the plate. Now full count. Bases empty. Two down here in the bottom half of the first inning. Daytona with a 1-0 lead. Jack Moss, the DH here tonight for Daytona. And the payoff. That one in there. Called strike three of the knees. Down looking goes Jack Moss. Two Ks in the inning for Ohashi. But Daytona jumps out to an early 1-0 lead. The solo shot by Ethan O'Donnell, his first professional homer. And we'll head to the top of the second in a 1-0 deficit. You're listening to an on-the-road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up.
Souvenirs. There's no time, I want to make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Jonathan Harmon back out for his second inning worth of work. Nick Goodwin's going to lead things off. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. Line shot, right side. Keep it fair. It is fair. All right, on the line. Extra bases for Goodwin. It's going to be picked up in right field by Almonte. Now Goodwin turning towards third. The throw to third's not going to come. A sliding triple to lead off this inning for Nick Goodwin. Nick Goodwin starting off the inning in the best way, trying to answer back his third triple of the year. Puts himself 90 feet away and three opportunities for the Blue Jays to try and cash in. That's going to bring up Brennan Orff. The infield staying back for Daytona after originally coming in. Righty kicks, fires. That one a line shot to center field. That's going to drop. Goodwin now slipping over at third. The throw is going to come late and cut off at second base by Dominic Battelli. I think if O'Donnell comes up firing, they might have a chance to get Goodwin. He was caught in between two mines trying to see if that ball was going to be caught by Ethan O'Donnell. It fell to the turf. And then he slipped at third, but he still made it in safely. An RBI single for Brennan Orff, and we're all tied up here. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch to Manuel Beltre. That one cut out and missed. Breaking ball at 85. 0-1 to start off Manuel. Brennan Orff with his 11th RBI of the season. That one inside. And that now they can't find it. It's right there at the plate. But it was way too close. I think that hit Isabella Robb. Got away from Connor Burns. But Brennan Orff knew exactly where that ball was. He saw it right there by the plate. Knew that if Burns was able to locate it in a short enough amount of time that he was easily going to be thrown out at second. Righty kicks, fires. That one cut out and missed. 1-2 now the count. Beltre calls time. Runner on first. Nobody out here in this inning. Harmon out of the stretch. Kick steals. Fouled back and out of play. Manny stays alive. He'll see another. First two Blue Jays have reached. One's come in to score. That one, a fly ball towards right. Almonte is going to settle. He'll make the grab. Orff will retreat back to first base, and that's one away. That's going to bring up the catcher, Nick DeShumb. righty-lefty matchup. Deshaun hasn't appeared in a game for the Blue Jays since the first doubleheader we had, game two, and he was ejected from that ball game after the first inning. So he's only played that one inning, defensively at least, as he fouls that one off. One on one away for Dunedin. Deshaun, the 21-year-old out of Quebec City. One of three Canadians on this Dunedin roster. That one in there for a strike. Now down in the count 0-2. Harmon out of the stretch. Kicks, deals the 0-2. Caught and a miss. High heater at 93. Deshaun chased after it. Strikeout number three on the day for Harmon. Out number two of the inning, and that brings up Jaden Rudd. Jaden stepping in for the first time. Nine-hole hitter. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one up and outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Jaden. Brendan Orff still over there at first base. Jaden playing in his 101st game of the year. 203 average, couple home runs, 35 RBIs. That one upstairs now. 2-0 the count. He's already played in over double the amount of games his highest record was, which was last year in pro ball, 46 in the complex league. He's been healthy all year, but much like a couple of the other guys in this lineup, struggled a little bit as of late, that average dropping down a little below 200 at a couple points in time. That one misses, a four-pitch walk. That's going to push Brendan Orff over to second base. Runners on first and second, now top of the order, Bryce Arnold coming back up. That gets Connor Burns out from behind the dish. Going to go and talk things over with his pitcher. He's already given up as many earned runs as he did the entire month of August. Now Isabella Robb heading out to the mound to break up the meeting, but Connor Burns is going to leave before she can get there. Bryce Arnold stepping in for the second time. He struck out looking to begin the ball game, not being on a full count. Righty kicks, fires, chopped over towards left side. That's going to be picked up at third by Collier. Throw to first is in time to get Arnold by about a half step, and that'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays tie things up. The leadoff triple by Nick Goodwin immediately brought home on the RBI single by Brendan Orff. We'll head to the bottom half of the second, tied here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, 1-1.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Blue Jays tying things up on the RBI single by Brennan Orff. 1-1 here in the second inning. Ohashi back out for a second inning worth of work. That one skied towards shallow right. Out there's Arnold. He's looking to call things off. He makes the grab. Chase Borff in the right fielder watching his infield partner take the lead on that. And that's out number one. One up, one down now for Dominic Patelli. Patelli and Almonte, the final two of the 5-6-7 hitters due up in this half inning. Righty-lefty matchup. Three lefties in a row. Ohashi will face out of the stretch. Now he kicks, fires. That one in there for a called strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 to start off Patelli. The righty kicks, deals. That one in there. Same spot. 90-mile-an-hour fastball right at the knees. Patelli, seventh-round pick by the Reds out of the University of Miami. This past July, playing in his 17th game for Daytona. That one he lines right to Manuel Beltre, who makes the grab, and that's two gone. That's going to bring up Ariel Almonte for the first time tonight. Another righty-lefty matchup. Almonte, the 19-year-old out of the DR. First pitch, that one popped up towards the plate. Deschamps out there, and it's going to be called off by Nick Goodwin, who now in foul territory makes the grab right there by the third baseline, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Tortugas. Quick inning for Ohashi. We'll head to the top of the third here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, tied 1-1. We're back here, top half of the third, tie ball game 1-1. Jonathan Harmon back out for his third inning worth of work. It's going to be Toman, Borfin, and Salinas, the 2-3-4 hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch, cut, and a miss by Toman, 0-1 to start him off. Tucker reached on a full count walk his first time up. Got to first base with one out and ended the inning there. Harmon shaking off that first sign by Burns. Now out of the windup, that pitch upstairs. Switch hitter batting from the left side again here against the righty. That one drops in there. Breaking ball for a strike. And the count's 1-2 to Toman. First full professional season for Tucker Toman. It's about to come to an end. Playing in his 108th game on the year. That one misses upstairs. Now 2-2 the count. 213 average, 328 OBP, 5 home runs, 47 RBIs. Tied for second on the team, both in home runs and RBIs. That one in the air left side. Good enough to stay alive as it goes into the Halifax. Count stays 2-2. And Harmon shakes off the first sign from Burns. Now glove to the face, starts the windup. The 2-2 in the air towards center. Moving back a little bit now, a little bit late, is O'Donnell, but he'll have time as he backpedals, makes the grab. And that's one away. And that's going to bring up Jace Borfin. He struck out on three pitches his first time up. Said at the beginning of this game, wind blown right to left. It's also blown a little bit out on some of the gusts towards left field. First pitch, missing for a ball inside. 1-0 to start off Borfin. Might give the righties a little bit of additional power if they get it in the wind right. That one fouled back to the screen, and the count evens up 1-1. Fastball usually for Jonathan Harmon sits between 93 and 95. It's gotten up to 96 already in this game. That one skied in the infield. Right side's being called off by Ascania, the second baseman. He sets up shot, makes the grab, and that's two gone. That's going to bring up Roque Salinas. For the second time, he grounded out to short to end the first inning. Roque has really hit his stride in the last couple of months. 292 average in the month of July as he cuts in, misses at that one. 0-1 to start him off. And in the month of August, finish it off with a 368 average. Caught and a miss. Looked like the changeup that time by Harmon. 0-2 the count to Roque. He's going to call time. Trying to stay hot through the end of this year. Roque, who really struggled for the first couple months of this season, ended June with a batting average of exactly 200. He's gotten that all the way up now today to 260. Power's still been lagging behind, but that bat to ball that we've come to know and love about Roque has come all the way back. That one chopped foul right side. No balls, two strikes. Out of the windup, Harmon kick steals again. Caught in a miss of that one in the dirt. Roque's going to jog it out. Throw to first by Burns in time at first base for the 2-3 to end the K. And up, three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the bottom half of the third here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Still tied 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
We're back here in the bottom half of the third. Your lean confidant is going to lead things off. He had the game-winning hit in last night's game two of the doubleheader, a bases-clearing triple down by two to give Daytona a 5-4 lead. They'd later extend it to 6-4, and that would be the final. Caught in a miss of that one again. Now 0-2 the count. 8-9-1 hitters due up in this half inning. Confidant, Burns, and Collier. Now, time called at the plate by Confidant. Not an immediate point by Isabel Robb. Was waiting to see what was the issue. I looked out towards the left field area, seeing if anything popped out onto the field. That one in the air, left side, towards foul territory. Goodwin's going to chase it out, but it's too far gone. Count stays 0-2, and Confidant stays alive. No balls, two strikes. Ohashi, the 0-2 again. Ground ball, right side, foul. It's going to get towards the Blue Jays bullpen out there on the field. Another one of the quirks that I've come to actually enjoy about this ballpark. Bullpens on the field makes it a lot easier to see who's throwing. But 1-10 ballparks is about my limit on how okay I'm with that. That one cut at and missed. Inside breaking ball. Got him over top. Down swinging goes Confidant. Third strikeout for Ohashi. One up, one down in the inning. And that's going to bring up Connor Burns. I guess technically it would be 1-9 since Jupiter and Palm Beach share a home. So that's the highest ratio I'm willing to allow bullpens on the field. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch, that one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Burns, the catcher. Righty-righty matchup, just one of two true righties in this lineup for Daytona. Both teams very lefty-heavy. That one in there for a strike, now quickly down 0-2. She hasn't missed yet here in this half inning. And, of course, now that I say that, the next one's going to be a ball in the dirt. Ohashi comes set. The 0-2. That one off the plate, not in the dirt, but just missing for a ball. Game 126. Still haven't learned to not say things. out of the stretch, the 1-2, that one misses upstairs as well. Two balls, two strikes. Ohashi nods towards Deshaun. Now he comes set. And the pitch. Checks his swing. Did he go around? He didn't. That one pops way up into the air and eventually lands in the Daytona dugout. Went into the dirt and off the knee pad, then the mask of Nick Deshaun. Took a wild ricochet almost to the press box level. Now the 3-2. Foul tip. Burns stays alive. Three balls, two strikes. Ohashi. Full count pitch, fouled back again. Back-to-back foul tips by Connor Burns to stay alive. Had him down 0-2. Now, Burns has worked it full. And the 3-2 again. That one off the plate outside. Burns draws the walk. That'll bring up the top of the order, Cam Collier, with a runner on, one away. First walk of the day issued by Rafael Ohashi. Now the infield shades over to the right side against this lefty. Middle infield in double play depth. First pitch, that one's in there for a called strike. Fastball right on the black of the plate. 0-1 to start off Collier. Struck out swinging on a 2-2 count to start off his day. 0-1. Caught and a miss. Inside breaking ball now. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one on, one away. And the pitch, that one low. Slider missing below the zone, 1-2 the count to Collier. Connor Burns, the catcher, still over there at first. Yet to attempt a stolen base this year through 15 games. That one lined foul left side. Burns is enough to stay alive, fouling off that pitch. Rather, Collier. And the 1-2 again. In the air towards right. Going back a little bit is Borfin, but he'll settle in front of the track. Well in front of the track, he makes the grab, and that's two gone. That'll bring up the switch hitting second baseman, Johnny Ascanio. Popped out to short, which is really shallow left field. 0-1 on the day. Burns still over there at first base. The righty comes set. Now move over to first, and that one gets away from Brennan Orff. Over towards the Blue Jays bullpen. Burns is going to get second. He stops there. Bryce Arnold finally picks it up. I think if Burns hustles the entire way, he might have a bid for third. But with two outs, you don't want to risk making that final out at third base. So playing it safe, he'll take that extra bag. It's going to go down as an E1 on Ohashi. First disengagement for Ohashi. Talked about it a little bit in this series already. The Blue Jays, as a team, have been fantastic picking guys off the bases. To my recollection, that's only the second or third one that's really gotten away. That one in the air towards right. Staying right where he started. Jace Borfin gloves it, and that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left aboard. We'll head to the top of the fourth, a third of the way through this ball game here in Daytona. Still 1-1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end it like we shouldn't say we're good. When I'm meant to be, that's ever gone.
We're back here in the top of the fourth. 1-1 ball game. Nick Goodwin's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Jonathan Harmon back out for his third inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one misses inside, taken for a ball. 1-0 to start it off. That one in there. Evens it right back up, 1-1. Leadoff triple Goodwin had in that second inning. Came around and scored the only run for Dunedin on the RBI single by the next guy up, Brendan Orff. That one lifted left side. That's going to be a foul ball. Soft liner up and over the head of Cam Collier, but about a foot, foot and a half foul. Would have had a bid for extra bases again. Goodwin has flirted with the cycle this year. He started off the right way today with that triple. It's the hardest one to get. Out of the windup now, the righty. That one in the air. Bloop shot towards shallow right. Out there is Ascanio. Out there is Pino. And it's going to be dropped out there by Ascanio. That's likely going to be ruled an E4. We'll wait for the official ruling. But either way, Goodwin is on to lead off this inning. And that is an E4 on Ascanio. So both teams with an error here through the first three-plus innings of this game. That brings up Brennan Orff. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch taken upstairs for a ball. Orff, that RBI single on the first pitch he saw, bringing in Nick Goodwin from third. Righty kicks, fires, fouled back to the screen, and the count's 1-1. Harmon comes set. The 1-1. Chopper right side. That's a foul ball. Pino picks it up. A little bit to the right of that first base line. Flips it over to the Blue Jays dugout, and Goodwin will trot back to first base. 1-2, the count to Orff. The righty comes set, and the 1-2. And the air towards right, hammered by Orff over towards the wall. That's going to be one hop in the wall. Extra bases for Brennan. They're going to stop Goodwin at third. An error and a double have runners on second and third for Dunedin. And that's going to bring up Manuel Beltre. Brennan Orff with his fifth double of the year came off the bat at 105. Only an 18-degree launch angle. Didn't have enough leg to get out of here. If he could have popped it up a little bit higher, that would have been a bomb. But we'll settle with runners in scoring position. Nobody out. Corners are in. First pitch to Beltre. And the dirt kept in front by Burns. Brennan Orff now 2-for-2 on the day. Chance here for the Blue Jays to extend the lead, or rather take the lead. Still tied 1-1. The pitch, cut and a miss way out in front of that off speed. 1-1 now, the count to Beltre. Flew out to right field his only time up. Right now, got a chance to tie the team lead in RBIs. That one, a chopper left side. It's going to bring in one. Picked up by Patelli. Throw to first in time. An RBI ground out for Manuel Beltre. Goodwin comes in to score his second run of the day, and moving over to third is Brennan Orff. Still only one out. Infield comes in for Daytona. Brennan Orff over there 90 feet away. Blue Jays taking their first lead of the day. First pitch to Nick Deschamps. In there for a called strike. He struck out on three pitches his first time up. Righty kicks, fires. Checks his swing. That one's upstairs. He didn't go around, and Tyler Green confirms it. and one. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Changeup tailing away from that left-handed swing of Deshaun. Now a 1-2 count. And the 1-2 pitch. That one inside. Deshaun leaned away from it. 2-2. The count evens up. Jaden Rudd, the 9-hole hitter waiting on deck. The 2-2. Caught and a miss. Change up again. Out in front of it that time was Deshaun. That's out number two. Strikeout number five on the day for Harmon. That brings up Jaden Rudd. First pitch inside. Taken for a ball. 1-0 to start off Jaden. Reached on a four-pitch walk, his only time up. Now he's seen five pitches. None of them have been in the zone. Caught and a miss. Now 1-1. RBI opportunity for Jaden. Currently fourth on the active team leaderboards in the RBI category. That one in the dirt has a chance for his 36th on the year. Two balls, one strike. Harmon. The pitch. That one upstairs. 3-1 the count to Rudd. Bryce Arnold, top of the order, waiting on deck. And the 3-1 pitch. That one called a strike inside corner. That runs the count full. 3-2. Two gone, a runner 90 feet away. Time's going to be called by Jaden at the plate. He'll let the pitcher think about it a little bit longer. Full count, two down. Harmon. The payoff pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Down looking goes Rudd. That'll end the inning, but the Blue Jays take the lead. The RBI ground out by Manuel Beltre. Scoring Goodwin, who reached on the air. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Daytona. We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth. Blue Jays up now 2-1, first lead of the day for Dunedin. Rafael Ohashi back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Ethan O'Donnell's going to lead things off. 3-4-5 hitters due up. O'Donnell, Moss, and Pino out of the stretch. Ohashi kicks, deals first. Pitch is in there for a called strike 0-1. O'Donnell, a solo shot back in the first inning. The only run on the board for Daytona, his first professional homer. That one he hammers towards center again. Back goes Rudd towards the wall, and he's going to have it at the track. A little bit in front. That one sounded very similar to the first one by O'Donnell, but it didn't have the leg. One up, one down, and that's going to bring up Jack Moss. Might have came off the end of the bat a little bit. Had some late tail to it as well with that wind whipping to the left side. Now the righty kicks, fires, first pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1, a late swing by Moss on the fastball. Moss struck out looking on a full count to end the first inning. 0-1 on the day. Down a ground ball through the middle of the Blue Jays infield. Right side of the second base bag. A one-out single for Moss. He's 1-for-2 on the day. One on, one away now for Yasiel Pino. Ohashi out of the stretch. Runner on first, one away. First pitch to Pino's. Lifted back and out of play. 0-1 to start it off. Popped out to second, his only time up. 0-1. Righty-righty matchup. And the pitch. That one low and outside. We are the only game being played right now in the Florida State League. Everybody else has already finished for the day. Most teams have a 12 p.m. first pitch on Sunday, a wrap-up game of each series. Bradenton and Palm Beach played two. Bradenton took both of them. And then again, Lakeland dropped a game to Jupiter 8-6. So just like that, Bradenton right back in the playoff race as that one is grounded foul left side. 2-2 the count to Pino. Elsewhere, Clearwater took the final game of that series against Fort Myers at BayCare Ballpark 3-2. And St. Lucie got one against Tampa 7-4. That one misses. Low and outside. Couldn't get him to chase that slider. Three and two. And the pitch. That one low and inside for ball four. That's going to bring up Dominic Patelli, left-handed hitting shortstop. Stepping in for the second time. He lined one right to Manuel Beltre. 0-1 on the day. Infield shaded over to the right. Middle infield still in play, double play depth. First pitch fouled, chopped towards the Blue Jays on deck circle. And the count's 0-1. Deschamps got some dirt in his eyes. Isabella Robb walking that ball off out to Rafael Ohashi. Ohashi comes set, looks towards second now, turns, kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside, maybe a little bit up as well. 1-1 the count. Just the one run given up by Ohashi so far today. Three Ks through. Now three and a third innings of work. First and third, one away. The pitch. That one, a line shot into left center field. That's going to fall down for a base hit and get all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Patelli. One run comes in. Two runs are going to score. And Daytona retakes the lead, answering right back to Dunedin. A two RBI double for Dominic Patelli. That makes it a 3-2 ball game. Patelli with RBIs 5 and 6 of his single-A career. And now he's standing on second for Ariel Almonte. First pitch, that one inside. Takes it for a ball. 1-0 to start off Almonte. He fouled out to third. That ended the second inning. Now move back over to second, and a little bit of a wide throw that time again by Ohashi, but it was kept out from center field by Manuel Beltre. First disengagement for Ohashi. Now the righty kicks deals. That one cut at and missed. One and one, the count. Ohashi trying to get out of this inning without further damage. Still a runner in scoring position. There he goes towards third, and that one's fouled back just to the left of my booth. There's a netting in between me and that, but that was so close. I don't even know how far this jets out. It's not too far. It just missed hitting the corner of this press box. I definitely flinched. I wasn't going to flinch until I saw it didn't hit the netting. That really threw me for a loop. That one chopped up the middle, right side of the second base bag, picked up by Arnold. Throw to first is in time. What a play by Bryce. Wow, what a play by Bryce Arnold. Getting Almonte by no more than a quarter step. So close on that play. That's out number two. Moving over to third was Patelli, but now two gone. His momentum taking him away from that first base bag. Still got a really strong throw. Now Ohashi, an out away from getting out of here with just a one-run deficit. First pitch misses off the plate outside, 1-0. Your lead confidant, the left fielder. He's 0-for-1 on the day. Striking out swinging. That one fouled back. Almost the same spot. Didn't flinch that time. I was ready for it. One in, one the count to confidant. You know, we haven't gotten any that hit the netting right in front of me. Which I feel like is pretty odd. Especially where we're situated. That one cut and missed that. Now 1-2. Ohashi, the 1-2. Checks his swing. He went around, says Isabella Robb. And I agree, no need for an appeal. That'll end the inning. But Daytona retakes the lead. The two RBI double by Dominic Patelli. 3-2. We'll head to the top of the fifth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona in the lead.
Track shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some
discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on a chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it.
We're back here in the top half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Tortugas is the right-hander number 18, Alexander Johnson. On for the seventh time, an 0-1 record with a 4.91 ERA through 11 total innings of work. First pitch missed, bounced in front of the plate, 1-0 to start it off. Final line for Jonathan Harmon, 4 innings of work, 3 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned, 2 walks, and 6 Ks for the righty. That one missed as well. 2-0 the count to Bryce Arnold. Harmon gave up more runs in this start than he did all throughout August, but only the one earned run, which ties how many he gave up in August. That one misses upstairs. Now a 3-0 count to Bryce. Won't qualify for the win. Daytona with that 3-2 lead, but Harmon only going 4 innings. Now the righty kicks heels. That one in there. Fastball at 95. Finally finds the zone. 3-1 the count to Bryce. Johnson pitched at the Complex League in Arizona for the majority of the season as there's a chopper over on the right side. Picked up at second by Ascanio. Throw to first in time, and that'll be out number one. In 11 games at the Complex League level, 18 and two-thirds innings of work, a 2-1 record with a 2.41 ERA. Also 28 Ks in those 18 and two-thirds. He did spend 2022 here with Daytona, pitching in 9 games, 4 starts, a 1-2 record with a 7.08 ERA. He's definitely improved things a bit. That one in there for a called first strike. 0-1 to start off Tucker Tillman. 23 years of age, former 36th round pick by the Reds back in 2019 out of McKinley High School, that being in Buffalo, New York. That one was in there for a strike as well. 0-2 the count to Tillman. Ready kicks deals. That one fouled back and out of play. Tillman 0-1 with a walk. Flew out to center his last time up. Now Johnson comes set. The 0-2 again. That one called a ball a little above the zone. 1-2. That was, upon further review, actually in there for a strike. Isabel Robb, who, in our experience, has had a fairly decent zone, especially in comparison to a lot of the other umpires that we've seen in this 2023 Florida State League season. I feel like she's been good behind the plate all year long. Definitely had some issues as there's a ground ball over to first, picked up by Pino. He runs to the bag, steps on it, and that's a 3-U for out number two. We've definitely had our fair share of incidents with this umpiring crew. The last coming, I believe, in the final road series of that 2-week trip in Clearwater. I believe that's the last time we saw them, which was 2 weeks after we saw them against Fort Myers. Back at home at TD Ballpark. That one inside. Take it for a ball. 1-0 to start off Borfin. Caught and a miss. Now 1-1. The crew over those two series combined for a couple. I think it was three. I think three is the right count. Foul balls foul ball rulings on pitches on the hand. Definitely hit by pitches, but ruled foul balls. Led to the ejection, I think, of all three managers who took part in that series. Those series. Brian Meyer of Fort Myers, Donnie Murphy obviously with us, and Marty Malloy with the Threshers. 3-1 the count to Jace Borifin. Now the pitch. Ground ball foul. That'll rattle around. And who's picking that up? Is that Stevie Berman? With a towel over his head over at the Blue Jays bullpen. I believe that's Stevie, not in tonight's lineup. He's been with us all week. 3-2. And the pitch. Foul tip stays in the mid of Burns. Down swinging goes Borifin. 3-up, 3-down, first inning of work for Alexander Johnson. First strikeout. Battle in the inning. We're halfway through this ball game here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. We're halfway home, ladies and gentlemen. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. Daytona leading 3-2. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Rafael Ohashi back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Connor Burns, the catcher, is going to lead things off. 9-1-2 due up. Burns, Collier, and Ascanio. Ohashi comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one is lifted back to the right, out of play. 0-1 to start off Connor Burns. Reached out a full count walk his only time up. Made it over to second on that E1 on the pickoff attempt by Ohashi. Blue Jays trailing by a run. That one in there now 0-2. Ohashi, the 0-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Burns. Strikeout number 5 on the afternoon for Rafael Ohashi. Is it still afternoon if it's 6 o'clock? I don't know. I mean, technically any time between 12 p.m. and 11:59 p.m. is afternoon. That's at least my argument for it. But either way, fifth strikeout for Ohashi. Out of the windup, the righty. Rather, the stretch, the righty kicks, fires. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Cam Collier. Collier, the Reds' fifth-round prospect. 0-for-2 on the day. Strikeout and a flyout. Leading off a game for the first time. That one just misses the booth again. We have not gotten anything to the booth at all this series. And now, over the last two innings, we've had three. Proper send-off from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I appreciate it. Can almost read Rob Manfred's signature on those baseballs. Now the 0-2. Ground ball foul towards the Blue Jays dugout. couple guys scatter out of the way, especially Kendry Rojas, star of yesterday. Count stays 0-2. I think Davis Feldman also fled. I think he would deny that if it's ever mentioned to him again. That one, a chopper right side. That's going to roll foul. Cam Collier hurdles over it. Count will stay 0-2. So everybody taking their time getting back to where they need to be. It is a warm day here in Daytona. It's actually been a pretty nice series apart from the impending doom of a hurricane and the lots of rain delays that we've had. At least the weather, like the temperature has been fine. Right now it's 83, which back at home in the Dunedin area, currently 99, rather 89, definitely not 99. That one chopped over towards first, picked up by Orff over the bag is Ohashi for the 3-1 putout. 89, but it feels like 94, at least here in Daytona. As I scroll through the weather app, it feels like 87. 11-mile-an-hour breeze was underneath the covered picnic tables out there by our away clubhouse. Talking with Brandon Hammerstrom. Yeah, middle of summer, and it still feels all right. I guess we're towards the end of the summer. That one in there for a... No, misses for a ball. Oh, and that was a ball. Good job, Isabella. 1-0 to start off Johnny Ascanio. That one, low and outside. Now 2-0 the count. It is a lot more humid here than at home. Currently 68% humidity. And in the Dunedin area, it's only 52. That one, in there the knees. That one was close, and that was close. Borderline pitch, we'll take it. 1-1, rather 2-1 the count to Johnny Ascanio. Ohashi, kick steals the pitch. That one skied in the infield right side. Back towards shallow right goes Bryce Arnold, now fading back towards the bag. He'll make the grab with his back heels on the outfield colored turf, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Tortugas. We'll head to the top of the sixth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona still leading 3-2.
Put your loving hand out, baby. Hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it's put in. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Alexander Johnson back out for his second inning worth of work. Roque Salinas is going to lead things off. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, that one misses for a ball. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0 to start off Roque. Roque 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout so far today. That one he lifts high towards left. Going back a little bit is Confidant. Now turning, and that's over his head. Another misplay in left field by Confidant. Roque is going to stop at second. That wind ate him up. Confidant has shown a lot of struggles out there in left field this week. That was no different. A ball that should have been caught that's going to be ruled as a double. So now a runner in scoring position for Dunedin. And now Nick Goodwin, who's reached both times. 1-for-2 with a triple and an E4. Scoring both runs for the Blue Jays so far today. Chance to tie up the ball game. Righty kicks, fires. That one misses a little bit low. 1-0 to start it. That's definitely a ball Confidant should catch out there and left. I mean, the wind aside, that ball landed about 10, 15 feet past him. That one inside, getting out of the way, was Goodwin. Now 2-0 the count. Now the Blue Jays with a really nice opportunity to try and tie up this ballgame here in this sixth inning. Runner in scoring position and nobody out. Johnson kicks, deals. That one upstairs. 3-0 the count to Goodwin. Blue Jays with four hits on the day. Three of them have been for extra bases. Triple by Goodwin. The double by Orff. Now the double by Roque. That one in there for a strike. Now 3-1. Three balls, a strike. Johnson comes set. And the pitch. That one in the air. Towards right center. Might be enough. No, it's not going to be enough to get Roque to third. Caught over there in right field by Almonte. Strong throw towards third that's cut off by Patelli. Would have had Roque by a mile. So one away now. That's going to bring up Brennan Orff. Orff 2-for-2. RBI single his first time up to score Goodwin. And with Goodwin on first after the air, he doubled. Wasn't enough to bring in Goodwin to score that time. But it was good enough to put him in position to score, which he later did. That one in the dirt off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Orff. Now the righty comes set. The pitch, that one off the plate as well. Two and oh, infield shaded over to the right side against the lefty. Johnson comes set, looking towards second now, turns, kicks, fires. That one low and outside. 3-0 the count to Orff. Back-to-back 3-0 counts for Alexander Johnson. And the pitch. That one misses. Ball four. I'm not sure Brennan Orff was convinced that was a ball, but he'll take the walk. He stood in the box for a couple seconds before realizing that Isabel Robb wasn't going to call that a strike. That was right on the edge. It was borderline near miss. Now runners on first and second for Manuel Beltre. First pitch taken low for a ball. Now five straight by Johnson. Beltre, an RBI ground out his last time up. Has another runner in scoring position. Infield in double play depth. The pitch in the air, left side, shallow left center. Charging in his Confidant. His first step was back, and now it's caught by the shortstop Patelli. Confidant second-guessing himself, going back at first and then charging in. Luckily for the Tortugas, Patelli was out there in pretty much medium depth left field, and he makes the grab for out number two. Now Nick DeShum could be the last chance for the Blue Jays here in this half inning. Righty-lefty matchup. Johnson comes set. First pitch to Deshaun. That one's in there for a strike. 0-2, 2 Ks for Nick so far tonight. Now the 0-1, checks his swing, throw back behind Roque at second, and he's back in safely. Connor Burns, a missile back to second base. It was actually closer than it should have been. That throw was to the left of the second base bag. It got to Patelli in stride, which allowed him to tag the foot of Roque, but he was back on the bag. That one upstairs. Now a 2-1 count to Deshaun. That one misses as well. Three straight balls. Now Nick Deshaun with a solid hitter's count. See if he can put a charge into one. Johnson kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Big hack of that one by Deshaun. Looking to send that one to the Halifax on the far side. Three balls, two strikes, two gone. The runners will be taken off. Johnson comes set. And the pitch. In the air, left side, up and out of play. That one might make the Halifax on the easy way. Shams going to get another crack at it. Three and two. We'll try it again. The pitch. That one off the plate. Maybe a little bit up. Close pitch. Burns is going to call time. Just a touch off the plate. It loads up the bases now for Jaden Rudd. The double by Roque. The walk to Orff and the walk to Deshaun have loaded the bases for Dunedin. Now Jaden Rudd, who's 0-for-1 with a walk himself. A chance to tie the game up, maybe give the Blue Jays the lead here in this sixth inning. Isabella Robb out to the mound to break up the meeting between Burns and Johnson. Everybody's back where they need to be. Jaden stepping in for the third time. Still looking for that first hit. Blue Jays, just four hits on the day. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one's inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Jaden. That one in there. Fires home a fastball, 95 miles an hour, right down the pipe. 1-1, the count to Jaden. Righty-lefty matchup. Base is full of birds, two down here in this sixth inning. And the pitch. Checks his swing, but he went around. Couldn't hold it up. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down. Johnson a pitch away from getting out of the jam. And the 1-2. That one inside. Close pitch. Huge groan from this crowd here in Daytona. Evens it up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one skips in front of the plate. Gets behind Burns. Now Roque's in between third and the plate. He turns back. Burns is actually quick to get to it. Almost every base runner for Dunedin was in between their respective bag and the bag in front of them. They all made it back in safely without a play. So now a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two gone, bases loaded here for Rudd. Everybody's going to have a head start again. Johnson comes set. The payoff pitch. That one upstairs, ball four. And according to TrackMan, that was top of the zone. But the Blue Jays will take it. An RBI walk. That's going to get Willie Blair out of the dugout for the Tortugas to come talk to Alexander Johnson. It's a tie ball game, a bases loaded walk. The last three Blue Jays, all three Blue Jays who are currently aboard, have reached via the walk. The double on the misplay by Yerlin Confidant comes back to bite Daytona. It's hard to get three outs in any inning. It's even harder to get four. And with that last pitch to Jaden Rudd catching that top half of the zone, it's even harder to get five. I think Willie Blair's letting Isabella Robb have it a little bit as well. Not enough to get tossed in this ballgame, but nevertheless. Now Bryce Arnold stepping in for the fourth time, 0-for-3. Now bases loaded, tie ball game. First pitch misses low and outside, 1-0. There is a righty warming up in the Daytona pen. There's nobody warming up for Dunedin. So it looks like Ohashi's coming back out. The 1-0, that one in there. One and one, the pitch. Fouled back and out of play, now 1-2. Again, Johnson a pitch away from getting out of the jam with the game tied. Already lost the lead. Bryce Arnold trying to give his team the lead here. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. That one upstairs. Connor Burns started heading back to his own dugout. That one wasn't upstairs. It was actually on that outside corner. And Daytona shaking their heads in their dugout. Just got done complimenting Isabella Robb on her zone. She's had a couple misses here that have worked out well for the Blue Jays. The 2-2, that one in the dirt in front of the plate. That's going to get away from Burns. Coming in to score is Brennan Orff. Everybody moves up a bag. The wild pitch brings in the Blue Jays' fourth run. Now runners at second and third, a 3-2 count, two down. Three and two. Johnson comes set again. Blue Jays in the lead. That one up and out. Ball four. Bryce draws the walk to reload the bases, and now Julio Murillo's headed out of the Daytona dugout. That should be it for Alexander Johnson. Waiting for the signal. There it is. So that will be it. Alexander Johnson got no help by anybody on the field. Misplay by Yerlin Confidant. And some really tough balls called by Isabella Robb. So that's going to knock Johnson out of this ballgame. And we'll take a break here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Introduce the new flipper for the Tortugas when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the top of the sixth. Still going here. Blue Jays scoring 4-3 Dunedin lead. New pitchers, the right-hander, number 29, Brody Jesse. First pitch fouled in and out of the mitt of Connor Burns, and that looked like it shook him up a bit. Alexander Johnson goes an inning and two-thirds. On the hook for both runs scored in this half inning. He's also on the hook for all three Blue Jays currently aboard. 0-1 to start off Tucker Thoman, the switch hitter batting from the left side, up for the fourth time. Eighth batter of the inning for Dunedin. Jesse kicks, fires. Foul tip back to the screen. The count's 0-2. Brody Jesse on for the 17th time this year for Daytona. 1.65 ERA through 27 and a third. We've already seen him in this series. He went the final two-thirds in relief for the victory on August the 31st. That was game one of the doubleheader. That one was in the dirt now. 1-2 count. Should be said, that wasn't really on Alexander Johnson. He made his pitches, really. Looking at the TrackMan data, a lot of those were in the zone, or at least clipping the zone. That one lifted left side. That's going to hook foul. It'll one-hop into the Halifax. Big splash out there. And still 1-2 as everybody retreats back to their original base. Nick DeShaum on third. Jaden Rudd on second. Bryce Arnold at first. Blue Jays up 4-3. Chance to break this game wide open. That one in the air towards right center. That's going to get down and all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Thoman. One run comes in. Two runs come in. They're waving around Arnold. Tucker's going to stop it. Second with the bases clearing. Three RBI double. Tucker Thoman takes full advantage. Bases loaded. He brings everybody home. The Blue Jays lead 7-3. A five-run inning for Dunedin. All five will be charged to Alexander Johnson, and that will end his line. We'll get to that in a minute. Brody Jesse, first pitch to Jace Borfin, misses low for a ball. Ninth batter of the inning for Dunedin. Now the righty kicks deals. That one, a line shot towards right center. That could fall. That will fall. Tucker's going to come around to score. Amalte, he picks it up, throws it to the plate. Cut off. Now throw to second. And that gets away into left center field. They're going to wave around Borfin. It's going to be a little league home run for Jace. I don't know what Pino was thinking there. Cutting that ball off was the right play, but he was falling back to the ground. A wild throw to second. The Blue Jays have a seven-run inning. The wheels have fallen off for Daytona. The frustration's got to be mounting in that dugout. This is now the 10th batter of the inning for Dunedin. Roque Salinas. First pitch to him, misses off the plate. The rest of the way will go unearned if anything additional gets added on. With that error by Pino, that one fouled back. And actually, the argument could be made that that would just bring in Borfin, who would have been at second base. So maybe if there's an RBI, ghost RBI single for Roque, then it still would be an earned run. The righty kicks, fires. That one lifted towards short diving catch by Patelli. What a play to finally get Daytona out of this dreadful inning. The Blue Jays score 7 and jump out to a 6-run lead. 9-3. We'll head to the bottom half of the 6th here. Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The Blue Jays explode.
be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me with some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be outie hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud that she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key.
I'm sliding, my loose could kill, they violent. Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it.
Yeah, sun shining, 24/7 clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 21, Aaron Munson. I never saw him warming up, so I thought Ohashi was going to come back out for a sixth. But instead, it's Aaron Munson. It's going to be Ethan O'Donnell, the first batter he faces. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Munson on for Dunedin for the third time. Two perfect innings of work across two appearances. The righty kicks, deals that one inside. It took a fantastic play by Dominic Patelli to finally finish that inning off for Daytona. That one in there for a strike. Now 2-1 the count. I'm still updating my scoreboard for scorecard. That one, a line shot up the middle, base hit, first hit that Munson's ever given up here at the single A level. Ethan O'Donnell leads it off with a comebacker that just missed Munson, got right over the second base bag. That'll bring up Jack Moss. Blue Jays up by six. Five of those runs are charged to Alexander Johnson, all earned. Two go to Brody Jesse. Only one earned with that error by Pino bringing in Bohr from second base. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch. Now a ground ball over to second. Could be two. Backhanded by Arnold. Underhand toss over to second. Throw to first in time. 4-6-3 double play. Just like that, the first professional hit given up by Munson is wiped right off the base paths. He almost got hit by that ball from Goodwin with him looking right into the sun. Still was able to glove it. Good thing he's okay. Now two down in the inning for Yasiel Pino. First pitch misses. Low and outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Pino. 0-1 on the day with a walk and a run scored. Caught and a miss. Half-hearted swing of that one. 1-1 now. Munson kicks, deals. That one misses inside. 2-1 the count to Pino. Aaron Munson, the 21-year-old, 19th round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of Angelo State University. Comes set, kicks, deals. That one low. 3-1 the count. So as it stands now, Ohashi in line for the win, and the loss would go to Alexander Johnson. Wave and a miss of that breaking ball. 3-2 now the count. The Blue Jays are pretty limited on arms with all these games in just a four-day span. So I have a very strong inkling as that one misses upstairs. For the first walk of Aaron Munson's career. I have a strong inkling that as long as things go pretty well to end this inning and well for Munson in the seventh, he would be expected to go two. That's going to bring up Dominic Patelli, the left-handed hitting shortstop, up for the third time. A bases clearing double, two RBIs his last time up. That one line towards left, another base hit for Patelli. That one doesn't get into the gap and into the wall. But another knock to the opposite field. Now runners on first and second. Ariel Almonte stepping in for now the third time. 0 for 2. He was robbed of a base hit by Bryce Arnold on a beautiful play. Moving to his right, his momentum taking him to center field, making a strong throw to get Almonte by about a quarter step. First pitch misses in the dirt. 1-0 to start off Almonte. Blue Jays trying to get out of here with a series split. The righty kicks fires. That one in there. At the moment, your Blue Jays are 500. And that one cut, says Tyler Green. Checked his swing. He went around. Now 1-2. The righty comes set. Kicks, deals. Now in a line shot to right. That's going to fall in front of Borfin. He jumps up to keep it from getting over his head. Throw to the plate is going to be cut off by Brandon Orff, and a run comes in to score. RBI single for Ariel Almonte. Gets one back for Daytona. Now trims it to a five-run deficit. Moving from first to third on the play was Dominic Patelli. And that's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for Dunedin. First run given up by Aaron Munson in his pro career. At the moment, your Blue Jays are 4-9 against teams on this East Coast. Rather, 14-9 against teams on this East Coast. Taking 9 out of 12 against St. Lucie, 3 out of 6 against Palm Beach at the very beginning of this year. 2 out of 5, so 2-3 against Daytona so far this year. Trying to get 500 against Daytona, and that would clinch at least a 500 record against the Eastern Division in this 2023 season, no matter what happens against Jupiter. The righty kicks fires. That one hammered towards right. That's hooking. It's going to be a foul ball. Definitely had the distance. Confidant. 114 off the bat. Says it went about 370 feet. But he hooked it about 10 feet to the right of that foul pole. That would have made it a brand new ball game almost. Righty kicks deals. That one chopped foul. And the count's 0-2. Confidant, who's 0-2 on the day, 2 Ks. Had the game-changing hit last night in Game 2. A 3-RBI triple. He almost had a game-changing hit here. Munson now. The 0-2. That one just misses that outside corner. One and two. Munson. Runners on the corners. The pitch, cut, and a miss. Down, swinging goes Confidant. One run comes in, but Munson limits the damage to just that. Leaves runners on the corners. Blue Jays take a five-run lead through two-thirds of the ballgame. We'll head to the top of the seventh here, Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays up 9-4. We're back here, top half of the seventh. Nick Goodwin's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Brody Jesse, who got the final out of that sixth inning. First pitch hits Nick Goodwin. Did it? Or did he get out of the way? He got out of the way. That was right there at the legs. He's able to get them out of the way. 1-0 to start him off. 1-for-3 on the day. Right. Leadoff triple back in the second inning, coming around to score the Blue Jays' first run. Since then, reaching on an error and then flying out to right field. That one missing outside. 2-0 the count. Blue Jays sent 10 to the plate the last time up, scoring 7. That one fouled off right side, now 2-1. The final line for Alexander Johnson, after a 1-2-3 first inning, gives up 5 runs on just 1 hit, 4 walks, and 1 K, going an inning and 2/3. That one hammered towards center. Going back a bit is O'Donnell, but he'll settle and make the grab. One up, one down. That brings up Brennan Orff. He reached on a walk, came around, and scored what was the go-ahead run in that sixth inning. After that, Dunedin continued to push runs across the plate. Righty-lefty matchup. Jesse kicks, fires that one off the plate outside. Righty kicks, deals. That one in there on the outside corner to even it up 1-1. Jesse, the 1-1, checks his swing. That one's in there. One and two, the count to Orff. Manuel Beltre waiting on deck. Nobody warming up to the pen for Dunedin, so it looks like Munson's going to come back out. That one in there, called strike 3. Brennan Orff did not agree with it, but he'll go back to the dugout. First strikeout for Brody Jesse, and the first time that Brennan Orff has been retired. Now, righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Beltre. That one, the slider on the outside corner. 0-1 to start off Manuel. Blue Jays leading by 5. That one in there. Oh, and 2, the count to Beltre. Again, with the bullpen lacking depth at the moment, with so many arms going over the last couple days, Munson will come back out for another inning as that one's fouled back and out of play. And then the next course of action, I believe, would be Che Yeager. And then after that, I overheard a conversation with Josh Malaris and Corey Reardon, making sure he's good to go. That one inside, 1-2. He pitched 2 days ago, and typically with draft picks, they want at least 2 days rest. Pitching on that third day. But with the bullpen arm situation, he might go. That one a chopper over towards third, picked up by Collier. Throw across in time. And that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody off the board. A 1-2-3 inning for Brody Jesse. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays up by 5.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So wrap me, mama.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Connor Burns is going to lead things off for Daytona. Aaron Munson, in fact, back out for his second inning worth of work. Gave up the first run he's given up as a pro in the last half inning. Rather, last inning. That one misses for a ball. 1-0 to start off the catcher. Burns 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout so far today. The righty kicks deals. That one in there. Evens things up. Now 1-1. We're almost 2 hours into this game six of this series. Cutting a miss now, 1-2. We do have a long bus ride back to Dunedin when we are done tonight. And I see, there's a name that I forgot about in our bullpen. Kiner Leon is throwing a weighted ball against the clubhouse wall. That one chopped towards short, picked up by Beltre. Off the bag, but the tag applied by Brennan Orff for out number one. So Kiner Leon also available out of the pen for Dunedin. That'll help out the bullpen situation. So my thought process is maybe Leon comes in for 1 or 2. To finish out this ball game, if he goes 2. And if he goes 1, then Che Yeager. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Cam Collier back up to the top of the order. Righty kicks deals. Lifted left side. That's hooking away. That should get out of play, and it will. Pretty good distance on that one by Collier. .317 down the line. It says it went .306, but I think the wind might have carried it a little bit farther. Had he kept it fair, it would have been interesting. But instead, an 0-2 count. Munson. Kicks, fires. Ground ball, foul, right side. Count stays 0-2, gloved by Grayson Thurman. And just like that, Che Yeager is warming up in that pen. Likely on for an inning, and then Kiner will come in. The 0-2 again, that one in the dirt. Scooped by Deschamm. Count moves to 1-2. A crooked number out there on the scoreboard. At top of the sixth, the big inning, as there's a cut and a miss on the changeup. Second strikeout for Munson. Second strikeout for Collier on the day, and that's two gone in the inning. Now Johnny Ascanio stepping in for the fourth time himself. 0-for-3 on the day. Couple pop-ups and a fly out to right. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Ascanio. That one tapped. That one hit the leg, I think, of Isabella Robb. Got between the legs of Nick Deschamm. Everybody seems okay. Oh, and to the count. The pitch by Munson. Ground ball over towards second. Picked up by Arnold. Throw to first is in time for the out. And that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Munson. We'll head to the top of the eighth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays still leading by 5.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here in the top of the eighth. Nick DeSham is going to lead things off. Righty-lefty matchup. Brody Jesse back out again. Got through the last inning, 1-2-3. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off DeSham. Blue Jays up 9-4 here in this eighth inning. Trying to see out a Game 6 victory. That one lifted high up towards center. Coming in a bit is O'Donnell. He'll settle. He makes the grab, and that's out number one. That's going to bring up Jaden Rudd. Now Jesse kicks, fires, looking to lay down a bunt. Rudd pulls it back, takes it for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. 0-for-1 on the day with 2 walks, an RBI, and a run scored. The righty kicks, deals. That one fouled left side, up and out of play, into the Halifax 0-2. Rather, 1-1. Walked with the bases loaded. A tying run in that seventh inning, the first of 7. That one in there for a strike, now 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch. That one upstairs. Evens things up, 2-2. Daytona's going to have 2 more cracks at it. And Shea Yeager looks about ready to go in that Blue Jays pen. The 2-2. That one off the plate now. A 3-2 count. Third one now. Third consecutive 3-2 count that Rudd has seen. Struck out looking on one. Drew a walk on one. Calls time. Grabs some clay. With those gloveless hands that he holds on the bat with. Now Jesse comes set. Kick steals, 3-2 pitch. Upstairs, ball 4. Third walk drawn by Jaden Rudd today. That brings up the top of the order, Bryce Arnold. Bryce on the day, 0-for-3, with a walk and a run scored. He also came around and scored a run in that sixth inning. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Arnold. Middle infield and double play depth. One on, one away. The pitch. That one hits Bryce Arnold. Breaking ball that he lost the grip on. Started off behind Bryce, and he tried to get out of the way. That ball just came right at him. So runners on first and second. One away for Toman. Time called, and they're going to make sure Bryce is okay. He's moving around that knee a bit. Not sure exactly where it hit him, maybe right above the knee on that front leg, but he stays in the game. Runners on first and second. Jesse comes set, and there goes Rudd. He's going to take third uncontested. He took off before Jesse started his delivery. That puts runners on the corners. Not sure if Bryce missed a signal. He is staring right into the sun, to be fair to him, if he did. So is Peter Strabitzky, the first base coach, trying to look across the diamond to George Carroll. Now the 1-0. That one in there for a strike. Burns acted like he was throwing back over to third. Got a dive from Jaden Rudd. There is a righty warming up in the pen for Daytona. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Burns. It's Franger Aaron Gurren, who we saw earlier in the series. Two and one, the count to Toman. Runners on the corners. The righty kicks, fires. That one called a strike. Close one, right at the knees. Now Jesse comes set. The 2-2. Chopper up the middle. That's picked up by the pitcher. Throw to the plate, and it's wide and out. Oh, goodness. Jaden Rudd can't believe it. Matt Young can't believe it. Donnie can't believe it. That throw was to Connor Burns' right. He reached away, and Isabella Robb says Burns got the tag on Jaden. Blue Jays dugout couldn't believe that one. Had it been an accurate throw, they got it by a mile, but I don't know if Burns got that tag. But now runners on first and second, two down for Borfin. Righty kicks, fires. That one inside for a ball. Two down in the inning. Blue Jays trying to extend their lead, put this game out of reach. That one off the plate outside. Now 2-0. Now the pitch, that one low. 3-0 the count. Borfin 1-for-4 on the day. Singled in Tucker Toman from second base to bring in the game's eighth run for Dunedin. He came around to score after that ball was, that throw from center field was cut off by Pino and then thrown into left center field again. That one inside for ball four. That's going to load up the bases for Dunedin. A four-pitch walk. Borfin reaches now for the second straight time. Arnold moves to third. Toman over to second. Two down now. Julio Murillo's headed out. After Connor Burns had already started a mound visit, Murillo comes out, and he's going to make a pitching change. That's it for Brody Jesse. It's going to be Franger Aaron Gurren. We'll talk about him when we get back. Another mid-inning pitching change for the Tortugas. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Daytona. Blue Jays up 9-4 and trying to extend it here in this eighth inning. We're back here in the top of the eighth. New pitcher is Franger Aaron Gurren, 26 years old, out of Caracas, Venezuela. Takes over for Brody Jesse, who went two innings of work. Bases are loaded. Aaron Gurren tasked to get out of this jam, keep the game somewhat within reach. Righty-lefty matchup. Roque Salinas' first pitch lifted left side up and out of play. 0-1 to start him off. Bases are loaded, two down. We saw Aaron Gurren back in game two of Thursday's doubleheader. That one lifted towards center up in the air. Left center field out there is O'Donnell. He'll haul it in, and that'll end the inning. So Aaron Gurren is able to get out of that jam, needing just two pitches to get the third out of the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays up 9-4.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here in the bottom of the eighth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander number 10, Che Yeager. Taking over for Aaron Munson after his two innings of work. Final lines for both Ohashi and Munson. Ohashi, five innings of work, three hits, three runs, all earned, two walks, five Ks. And for Munson, two innings of work, three hits, one run. It was earned, one walk, and two Ks. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one's in there. 95-mile-an-hour fastball right at the knees. 0-1 to start off Ethan O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 2-for-3 on the day. Solo homer back in the first inning, scoring the first run. Singled into center field his last time up. Those two hits sandwiching a fly out to center field. That last pitch missed for a ball. 1-1 now the count out of the windup. Yeager kicks, deals. Line shot left side. That's going to hook foul. 1-2 now the count. Again, as it currently stands, Ohashi in line for the win. Now the righty kicks, deals. That one misses. It would be Ohashi's fourth victory of the year. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one in there. Called strike three, and O'Donnell knew it. He goes down looking. One batter, one K for Jaeger. One away here in this eighth inning. Jaeger, the 20-year-old, out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, 12th-round pick by the Blue Jays out of Pasco Hernando State Junior College. Local school, North Pasco County, just about 30 to 45 minutes away from TD Ballpark. First pitch misses in the dirt. 1-0 to start off Jack Moss. Jaeger's on for the third time, a 3.38 ERA through 2 2/3. One earned run allowed. Righty kicks deals. That one fouled left side. Back and out of play now, 1-1. Again, your Blue Jays looking to see out this victory and split the series here this week in Daytona. That one lifted towards right. Coming in is Borfin. He's got... No! That one drops in front. Thought he was going to be able to make the grab. That ball had too much dip. It falls safely onto the turf. And that's a one-out single for Jack Moss, his second hit of the day. Now, Yasiel Pino, right-handed hitting first baseman, 0-for-1 on the day with two walks and two runs scored. That one in the air, way up towards shallow right. Borfin's going to be able to run this one down. He makes the grab, and that's two away. Dominic Patelli, the shortstop. Jaeger steps off. That'll be a disengagement. Resets on the rubber. Jaeger kicks deals. That one popped up foul, backing out of play. Oh, and one to start off Patelli. Blue Jays four outs away from getting out of Daytona. Pretty happy, I'd say. That one misses up and out. That one chopped right side, foul. Now 1-2. Jaeger, a pitch away from getting out of the inning unscathed. Looking ahead towards next week, it is the final series of the year. It will be home at TD Ballpark for the final six games. That one in there called strike three. We'll talk about it later. Down looking goes Patelli. No runs, one hit, one man left the board. We're on to the top of the ninth. The Blue Jays up by five. Looking for some added insurance as we try to see out this Game 6 victory. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Daytona.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. Feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits leave.
We're back here in the top of the ninth. Franger Aaron Gurren back out after getting the final out on just two pitches in that eighth inning. First pitch to Nick Goodwin in the dirt. 1-0 to start him off. Goodwin, Orff, and Beltre, the 5-6-7 hitters, due up in this half inning. Big hack of that one by Goodwin, and the count is now 1-1. Ninth inning here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The righty kicks deals. That one cut out and missed. Breaking ball. Now 1-2 to Goodwin. Blue Jays leading by 5. And now there is a righty warming up. And that's Kalena Sauer. So not who I thought was going to be warming up for Dunedin. That one fouled off right side. Goodwin stays alive. Out of windup, the righty kicks deals. Cut and a miss. Down swinging on the breaking ball. First strikeout for Aaron Gurren. First out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Brennan Orff. That's the ninth strikeout for Daytona pitching this evening. Ties up the Blue Jays with 9 themselves. Out of the windup, the righty kicks deals. First pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 with that pitch in the knees. That one in there as well. Now down 0-2. We saw Sauer just 2 days ago. That one a ground ball. Right side picked up at first by Pino. He'll take it to the bag himself. Steps on it. And that's good for out number 2. We saw Sauer on Friday night. He pitched the last inning that the Blue Jays threw out a pitcher. That was the bottom of the eighth. Only threw 12 pitches, so Blue Jays feel comfortable with him going again. That one missing. 2-0 the count to Manuel Beltre. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. Chopped foul. Towards the Daytona on deck circle, and the count's now 2-1. Again, looking ahead towards next week, and I'm doing it with 2 outs again. Don't learn my lesson. First 5 games are all scheduled at 6:30 p.m. at TD Ballpark. Friday night, fan appreciation night at the ballpark. We'll have a wonderful fireworks show to celebrate the final Fridays. That one was rocketed. Did he catch that? Who was that? Who caught that?
Cody Adcock
on the bench past the Daytona dugout. Caught that ball on the fly, and now Beltre gets beamed. Cody Adcock, the relief pitcher, caught that ball. It was a rocket off the bat of Manuel Beltre. Didn't give us an EV, but great reaction there by Adcock. Barehanded snag of a line ball right at him. Now the righty kicks, fires. That one popped up back in out of play. 0-1 to start off Nick Deschamps. Deschamps on the day, 0-3 with a walk and a run scored. Aaron Gurren. Turns, kicks, fires. That one low. 1-1 the count to Nick. Like we were saying with that fireworks show, it's going to be a good one. Caught and a miss. It's also going to be a ton of fantastic local vendors from the Dunedin area. As always, we try to get the community involved in that aspect. A couple of raffles going on and some prizes given out. Also, Friday night, the typical buy one, get one, margaritas and frozen drinks. Check swing of that one low and outside. 2-2, the count evens up. There's no place better to be in the city of Dunedin than TD Ballpark on this upcoming Friday night. I know I have a lot of bias when I say that, but I mean it. Come join us this week. It's going to be the last chance to see Blue Jays baseball in Dunedin until the end of February when the big league Blue Jays come down for spring training. And your single A Blue Jays will start up their 2024 season in April, early April, after spring. But we'll be without Dunedin Blue Jays baseball for quite a while. Let's see. Beginning of September is when the season ends. So September, October, November, December, January, and February. So 6 months we will be without Dunedin Blue Jays baseball in Dunedin. 3-2 the count. So come on out to TD Ballpark and have yourself a good time. It's the last chance to do it this upcoming week. The righty kicks, fires. There goes the runner and cut out and missed. Down swing and goes to Sham. We're on to the bottom half of the ninth here. Three outs away from going home with a win. Blue Jays lead by five. It's going to be Ariel Almonte, Yerlin Confidant, and Connor Burns tasked to try and get a rally going for Daytona. They need five to keep it going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here on the road in Daytona. Hopefully the final three outs of this trip coming up when we return. We're back here, bottom half of the ninth. Kalenna Sauer is going to try and get the final three outs. Your Blue Jays leading by five, trying to end this week in Daytona, splitting the series with these Tortugas. First pitch misses for a ball. 92-mile-an-hour fastball just below the zone. 1-0 to start off Ariel Almonte. Out of the windup, Kalenna Sauer kicks, deals. That one fouled back. 1-1 the count. Sauer, the 20-year-old, 15th round pick by the Blue Jays out of San Diego State this year, out of Mililani, Hawaii. Caught and a miss now. 1-2 the count to Almonte. He's on for the 10th time this year. 2-1 win-loss record, a 2.70 ERA through 10 total innings of work. We saw him earlier this week. Pitched an inning on Friday night. Just 12 pitches, so he's good to go. Low pitch count made him available for tonight. 2-2 the count. Went an inning on Friday, giving up a hit, no runs, and a K. That one fouled back to the screen, and that keeps Almonte alive. Count stays 2-2. Almonte, Confidant, and Burns, the bottom three in the order for Daytona, due up in this half inning. Daytona needs base runners. They need 5 runs to keep it going. Out of the windup, Sauer kicks, fires. Fouled back again. Almonte putting up a fight. Two balls, two strikes. Sauer out of the windup, the pitch. That one in there, called strike three. Down looking goes Almonte. One batter, one K for Sauer. The Blue Jays are 2 outs away. Despite this only being a potential split of the series, still been a good week here in Daytona. We've enjoyed our time here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Made a little bit of history yesterday. And if we can get out of here with a split, giving ourselves a chance for at least a .500 record against every team in the East Division this upcoming week. The 1-0, that one in there for a strike. Out of the windup, the righty. Kicks, fires. Caught and a foul tip. 1-2 the count. Now Sauer back in the windup again. The 1-2 cut and a miss. Back-to-back Ks for Kalenna Sauer. Confidant goes down swinging. That's going to bring up the catcher, Connor Burns, as Daytona's last hope. This is the final regular season game here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The Blue Jays trying to play spoiler a bit. We'll try to play spoiler again next week. It's only fair. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Connor Burns. If Daytona drops this game, which they need 5 runs before their next out. Caught and missed, now 0-2. Sauer pitch away. They dropped to 3.5 games back behind Jupiter with 6 games to go. And we face Jupiter, so both teams' destinies are in our hands. Sauer, the 0-2. That one off the plate outside. Rather, they dropped to 4 games back. My apologies. The righty kicks, deals. Cut and a miss. Kalenna, 3 Ks. He strikes out the side and says aloha to Daytona. Your Blue Jays take this ball game by a score of 9-4. The final lines are as follows. Your Blue Jays scored 9 runs on 6 hits. They committed 1 error. And the Tortugas scored 4 runs on 7 hits. They committed 2 errors. The winning pitcher is Rafael Ohashi. The losing pitcher is Alexander Johnson. The final road game, the final road series of the year is done. We'll hit the bus and make our way back to TD Ballpark this evening. And then we'll have the day off tomorrow before starting the final series of the year at home at TD Ballpark Tuesday night against the Jupiter Hammerheads. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, for tuning in all series long and all season long. The last road game of the year is complete, and we're back at home next week for the final home series. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, listening to me talk about these games all season long. I can't believe that you guys do this. I can't believe that I do this. And I can't believe we get to go home and do it all again one more time. We'll be back on Tuesday. Blue Jays split the series and win this game 9-4.
Touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Is on
we're in. When I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come up.